Excuse me, please.
Slade didn't move an inch.
Does your insurance cover prosthetics?
He asked with his eyes on the empty lectern at the front of the room, like he was talking to himself. Why? I stepped over both of his legs and plunked my ass into the seat next to him.
Because I warned you.
After depositing my bag on the floor and plucking my water bottle from the side pocket, I propped my unlaced white sneakers up on the chair in front of me and peered over at, well, quite possibly, the most formidable and sexiest man my eyes had ever seen. The chaotic hair, the thick stubble shadowing his face, the intensity of those eyes. But the lips, so damn full. The fact that they were pulled into a firm line of contempt for me was unfortunate, but not a deal breaker. Not yet. Do you sleep well? I heard you're out until the early hours of the morning. Is it the ghosts? The firehouse is haunted. I sipped my water and rubbed my lips together. I've read they're most active between midnight and 3 in the morning. Do you set an alarm? Where do you go for those 3 hours? Slade could burn me to the ground with a look, without blinking. Not one blink. His hand resting on his leg flexed, accentuating the veins in his arms. Vein porn. Yeah, I liked veiny arms. Unmarked veiny arms. My dad's tattoos made unmarred flesh my kryptonite. I had no intention of crushing on a guy like my dad, even if my family said it would happen and my dad would suffer the ultimate karma, whatever that meant. Did you give Jerry the cow ear? I widened my eyes in question as I sipped my water again and studied the side of his face. The front of his hair stood erect while the hair above his ear swept forward, framing perfection.
Jericho, unless you want to lose your tongue, too.
He turned to slaughter me with those eyes. Easing the water bottle away from my mouth, I grinned. My arm and my tongue. Wow, that's a little harsh, don't you think? Slade Wilder hovered near me like a storm cloud, sending sparks of electricity through my veins and chills along my skin while siphoning oxygen from my lungs. The professor cleared her throat at the lectern, stealing my attention. I continued to feel the wolf's gaze stuck to me, certain my neck detected his hot predator's breath as well. Midway through the lecture, I slid a notebook from my bag and wrote a note to Slade. Have you ever torn a person's arm off? Ripped their tongue from their mouth? Do you surf? How old is Jerry? Would you happen to have a stick of gum on you? Keeping my attention on the front of the room, I dropped the paper onto his lap. He read it while I squirmed in my seat. So many thoughts played tag in my head. Have those veiny hands truly harmed anyone? Does he just steal? Or is he an addict? Does he play fetch with Jerry? Would his whole face crack into a million pieces if he smiled? What would those lips taste like pressed to mine? That last thought jumped into the mind games without permission. I was curious, determined, not a masochist. Snatching up every douchebag just to piss off my dad was yesteryear, Livy. I found his body sexy, not his attitude. I wasn't that girl. Not anymore.
You're in over your head.
He stood and escaped before I completely cleansed my inappropriate thoughts. I chased after him, hell-bent on breaking him, saving an innocent victim. Maybe just... Just what? I didn't know. My feet carried me without giving my brain time to figure out what I was doing. It didn't matter. He was gone. Not a distant silhouette, not a fading shadow. Just gone.